for Michigan, a team that plays fast, but there's fast and rushed, and maybe a little bit of rush from both sides here so far. Here's Donaldson out between the arcs. Wolf the screen. Now Wolf will catch. Feeds Reuben Jones. Shot fake right side. Now lets it fly over Tanjay, and that's in and out. No good. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. And the sophomore guard up the right sideline. He'll throw to Crow. Tosses to Tanjay off the Crow screen. A step back three in the air for Tanjay. It's a round and out. No good. Wolf the rebound. Tanjay has yet to score here. Wolf to the front court. Wolf right of the circle. He'll throw it to Burnett, right wing. Goes into Donaldson, right corner, three in the air. Off the back of the rim, no good. And a foul call. They're going to get Tanjay. Oh, are they? Okay. Yeah, it will be on Stephen Crowell. Inside as Tanjay grabbed the rebound, but Crowell called for the foul, his first.
A lot of grabbing. That's where, you know, when you get down there as a big, you got to try to use your hips. You can't grab because they're going to look for it.
Second team foul on Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Golden just inside the free throw line. Moving in on Crowell. Low on the left, up left hand, off the glass and in. 17-16 Wisconsin with 6:25 left in the first half. Golden with 7 points. Here in this first half of play, Crowell right of the circle. He'll throw to Gilmore, a toss to Blackwell. Burnett defending, Blackwell right of the lane. Now Golden on the switch, Blackwell steps back. He'll try a three. That bangs off the rim, no good. And the rebound went off of Wolf and Burnett, and out of bounds. A gift there for Wisconsin as Max Klesman will check in for John Tanjay. 6:11 left in the half, 17-16, Wisconsin leading Michigan.
I'd love still to see Wisconsin start driving and breaking the paint.
Inbounds pass to Crowell, right wing. Steven looking at a tough pass. Blackwell saves the over and back as he tapped at the Klesman. Max right of the circle. Golden defends. Bounce pass to Crowell. He's with Wolf. Back to Max. Jab step. Now launching a three. Off the back of the rim. No good. They're going to get Wolf, I think, as he was grabbing on Stephen Crowell. And that's the second foul on Danny Wolf.
And that's going to be the battle down low. It really is. At some point here, they're going back and forth. And you've seen a foul down there by Big Steve. Now there is a foul there by Danny Wolf. It's going to be a battle in the paint.
He comes out. Cheddar is in. Inbounds pass Crowell. Hands it to Kamari. Swoops off the right wing in the lane. Floats to Klesman left corner. He'll toss to Gilmore. High on the left. Gilmore hands off to Max. Lesbitt outside left. Cheddar defends. A pass to Crowell. Leaves it for Blackwell. John left-hand dribble to the line. Down the lane to the rim. Layup good. There you go.
Thank you.
19-16 Wisconsin with 5:34 left in the half. John Blackwell with 9 in this first half of the Badgers. Reuben Jones starts the offense for Michigan. Amari Burnett outside right in front of the Wisconsin bench. He'll toss to Jones top of the circle. Feeds Golden. Golden right elbow, moving in on Crowell in the lane. Inside feed Cheddar, reverse layup is off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Gilmore. Here comes Blackwell, right sideline, front court for Wisconsin. Gil or Blackwell to the line, shuffles into the lane, turns it out to Crowell, gets it back to Blackwell. Sends to Crowell, he'll toss to Gilmore. Long three in the air, back of the rim, no good. Rebound Burnett with 5 minutes left in the half. 19-16 Wisconsin. Burnett, front court. Gets it to Golden at the top of the circle. Golden backing on Crowell, kicks it out to Donaldson, right wing, drives off the wing, kicks to Jones. Good look at a three, left side, it's good. Straight through for Reuben Jones. We're tied at 19. 4:40 left in the first half.
Still a good defensive possession there, it really was.
Max Klesman, a little overplay from Jones, and then Klesman behind the back flips to Crowell. He'll try a three, and that's off the left side iron, no good. Rebound battled for Burnett, trying to save, and it goes off of him and out of bounds. Another break for Wisconsin. Winter and Amos will check in. Crowell and Gilmore will come out.
Right now, Wisconsin is more physical than Michigan. They just are. They're getting 50-50 balls. Because we know they're not shooting it well. They're 4 of 20 from 3. They've only taken 8 shots that haven't been threes. I would love to get to Wisconsin to drive a little bit more. But they've got extra possessions because they have been more physical than Michigan right now.
Brian Dorsey going over to the scorer's table. We have 4:25 left in the first half. Wisconsin and Michigan tied at 19.
Right, I don't think Michigan has possession.
Shot clock is being reviewed.
And that's what you hear from Brian Dorsey. The shot clock shows 27. But while they figure it out, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
They correct the shot clock at 20 seconds now as Blackwell inbounds to Kamari McGee out between the circles. McGee high on the right, feeds Winter, tosses to Blackwell off the Winter screen. Blackwell the free throw line, feeds McGee, right corner three. Nope, rebound Will Cheddar. Corner threes aren't falling for Kamari. You know it's a tough half. Here comes Roddy Gale. Gale out between the circles. Tanjay ready to re-enter for Wisconsin. Coming up on the under four media timeout. Donaldson high on the left. Now 4 minutes left in the first half. Gale, right wing. Throws it out to Cheddar. Wraps to Donaldson. Outside left. Shot clock at 10. Here's Gale driving on Amos. Right lane line. Goes up off the glass and it spins out. No good. Rebound Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. With 3:45 left in the half, tied at 19. Blackwell left of the circle. Loops it to Nolan Winter out top. Winter with a pass for Klesman. Turns down the Winter screen, kicks to McGee left corner. Kamari behind the back on the dribble, being crowded by Reuben Jones. Now Winter goes to Amos, feeds Max for three, right side. Off the back of the rim, no good. Reuben Jones the rebound.
Good shot, good look, yeah. Just a miss. I mean, it's that simple.
Here's Jones to the line. Jones all the way to the rim. He'll
Can't
lay it up
and in. Can't give that up, though, Matt. Can't give up a transition. Now you can go get one, though.
Here's Nolan Winter running the floor, and he is fed by Klesman. Winter catches and finishes. We're tied at 21.
If you're going to give one up, you might as well go get one.
Give one, get one. 3:05 left of the first half. Donaldson sets the floor for the Wolverines. McGee on the defensive end. Now Gale throws it back to Donaldson. Donaldson between the arcs. Starts a pass to Gale. He'll try a three right side. Thuds off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Xavier Amos. Here comes Blackwell.
And Gale's hurt. He's limping right now. You got to get the ball.
Here's Blackwell in the lane, out to McGee, tap pass Amos, fakes the three, drives on Cheddar, down the lane, throws it up, contact, they play on, no good, rebound, Blackwell up and in, it will, play is stopped as now
they're going to have to review this, yeah, but unfortunately they are.
Blackwell got the bucket, got popped, Vlad Golden is limping, Roddy Gale is limping, we'll sort it out. As we have the under four media timeouts. Take a look at a replay right now. They'll sort it out and we'll update you. 2:34 left of the first half. Wisconsin 23, Michigan 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Play review going on right now with 2:34 left in the first half. Wisconsin leads Michigan 23-21. Didn't catch any announcement there from Brian Dorsey.
No, and it just by the looks, it looks like it's just going to be a play on, which it should have been. What happened is X drove, knee got kind of the midsection of Vlad Golden there, but it wasn't like it was, excessive. It was a basketball play. Yep. I'd be shocked if it was anything like that. And like I said, based on the way that they're set up for inbounds, I'd say that this is a play on.
Golden stays in the game. Roddy Gale, though, was limping. You had called it on that at the end of the last offensive possession for Michigan, and he is not in the lineup now.
And it's something to watch because he's been pretty good for him, as it looks like he's going to get looked at here.
Yeah. So the Badgers lead 23-21 with 2 minutes and 34 seconds left in the first half.
All right, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, but just based on the replay we saw there by Roddy Gale, it looks like it's kind of a hamstring.
Yeah, left leg there.
Just yep. Yeah, left lower body injury.
Yes.
I'll tell you what he grabbed. Yeah. He grabbed his hamstring.
He grabbed his hamstring.
That I know.
Yep, that part of the lower body.
That part of the lower body I saw him grab, yes.
So we play on L.J. Kaysen in the game for Michigan now. Badgers have Janicki, Tanjay, Blackwell, Amos, and Nolan Winter. 2:33 left in the half. Wisconsin 23, Michigan 21. Donaldson up the floor. Outside left, he'll feed Will Cheddar. At the top of the circle, throws to Golden, left foul line extended. Here's off to Donaldson, to the line. Donaldson in the lane, kick out Jones. Jones left of the lane, drives on Tanjay. Stops, wheels it out to Cheddar, tries a three right corner. Back rim no good. It's Xavier Amos, the rebound for Wisconsin. And here comes Blackwell for the Badgers. John throwing to X, high on the right. He'll toss to Tanjay. John left-hand dribble, leaves it for Winter, outside left. Golden Winter throwing to Blackwell on the left side. Blackwell against Golden, takes him on. Baseline, now takes it out to the right, steps back. He'll let fly a three, and it's short, no good. Rebound Janicki, out to Tanjay, second chance Wisconsin. Blackwell top of the circle, throwing to Janicki, baseline right. Jack in the lane, pivots, almost walked, whips it to Amos, tries a three left of the circle, off the rim, no good. Rebound Winter gets it for Wisconsin. Now Blackwell in the lane, up over Golden, no good. Rebound Vlad Golden for Michigan.
This is a physical game. I mean, it just is.
Here comes Donaldson, right side front court for Michigan, and a whistle and an offensive foul on Trey Donaldson as Janicki went down. Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. Uh-huh. I would agree. Yes, there's a little bit, but Janicki, I love Jack. He was playing great. I thought he was falling down even before the extension of the arm, to be completely honest. A great play, still in possession.
1:27 left in the half with the Badgers leading Michigan 23-21. Blackwell front court as Janicki comes to the bench now. Tanjay on the right side. He'll throw to Crowell, left of the circle. Stevie takes the hand off to Klesman, darts a pass to Amos. X holds and looks, tightly defended by Cheddar. Now Max curls off the left wing in the lane, leaves it inside. Crowell gets fouled by Donaldson. Boy, what a feed from Max. Whew. It's 2-1 Trey Donaldson. And now coming back in is Damari Burnett. He'll come in for Donaldson. Carter Gilmore set to re-enter. Six fouls on Michigan, by the way. Gilmore in for Amos. X with four rebounds here in this half. Badgers lead 23-21 with 1:03 left in the first half.
Six fouls on Michigan, two only on Wisconsin.
Badgers inbounding. They loop it into Crowell. Feeds Gilmore high in the lefts. Gilmore against Will Cheddar. Dribbles out between the circles. Leaves it for Klesman. Max on the right side. Max picked up by Cheddar now. Klesman rocks the dribble. And works baseline right, jumper away, short, no good. Burnett the rebound out of 50 seconds left in the half. Badgers up two. Vlad Golden, top of the circle. A pass for Jones, he'll try a three straight away, and that's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell able to gather for Wisconsin. 38 seconds left in the half. Two-point lead for the Badgers. Tanjay on the right side. Throwing to Crowell, left of the circle. One dribble, a handoff to Max. Bobs off the Crowell screen. Klesman whips to Gilmore. Up top, thought about it, turned it down. Gilmore dribbles off to the right. He'll leave it for Blackwell. The shot clock at 10, 22 on the game clock. Blackwell, baseline right, penetrates in the lane and walk with the ball. 19.2 left in the half. And a 30-second timeout taken by Michigan. The use it or lose it. Used by Dusty May. 19.2 left in the half. Shot clock dark. Wisconsin leads 23-21.
Offense, it's been terrible.
Yes.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. There's been open shots. They haven't made them. Michigan's had some open shots. They haven't made them. Wisconsin shooting 17%. Michigan's shooting 18% from three. So I'm going to say it's just been great defense. I mean, just absolute textbook defense by both teams here.
I'll go with that, sure.
I don't need to be a curmudgeon right now. You know, we'll just say it's been great defense, and that'll take care of everything. But it really, I mean, this is what you get when you play as many games. Heavy legs.
No doubt.
Now you're all of a sudden you're going to start to miss some shots. So I think one of the things that you look at is drive, attack. The last possession by Max when the step back mid-range, you know, step back, didn't love that possession. I think they can try to continue to move the ball, look to drive a little bit. But really important here to guard for this last 19.2. Danny Wolf has two fouls. He's back in the game on the offensive side.
Here's Trey Donaldson, walks in front court, 13 seconds left in the half. Donaldson against Blackwell, out of 10 seconds. Reuben Jones, baseline right, peels it back out to Burnett, 6 seconds. Burnett feeds Jones, top of the circle, 3 seconds. Donaldson with three, with two, throwing to Golden, left elbow jump, back rim, no, first half over. And the Badgers will go into the locker room leading by two here in this Big Ten Tournament Championship game. A defensive clash here in downtown Indianapolis.
The Picasso, yes, yes.
That's our story. We're sticking to
it.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the half, Wisconsin 23, Michigan 21. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Halftime in Indianapolis, this Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Both teams with a ton of misses in the first half, but the most important thing is that Wisconsin leads. Badgers 23, Michigan 21 at the half. John Blackwell with 11 points to pace the Badgers. Look at it this way. They're leading by two. John Tanjay has not scored. Vlad Golden has seven to pace the Wolverines. Wisconsin 23, Michigan 21 at the half. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time now for our halftime conversation. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. There's always the questions in these tournaments. In the case of the Badgers specifically, you're playing four games in 4 days. With the NCAA tournament coming up, I would think, though, Butchie, and you've been on both ends of this, there's a significant difference just in terms of intangibles, depending on how things go today moving forward.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first thing is if you end up losing it, now all of a sudden you got to get your head around it. You got to get yourself right mentally. And if you win, it's handling the emotion of, okay, you've won it. Now you've got a big letdown just because that's just what happens. Then you get rushed to a room to watch to see where you go, who you play. And then you get rushed to a plane and then get home and you're like, oh, okay, I can breathe. Oh, wait, it's going to be Monday, and we got to go and get ready for the next team and start preparing. So there's a lot that goes with it, win or lose. But I think, you know, when you lose, there's the, you know, you just the emotions drain out of you quicker. Then you get to go sit there. You're upset because now all of a sudden you've lost, and now you got to see your name. So there's a lot of emotions that go into it either way, and it's how do you handle it to get right to start preparing for Monday already, because that's you got to get going.
Yep. All right, we'll take a break. More of our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with our halftime conversation. A lot of the bracketologists, well, at least two or three that I've seen, have the Badgers playing in Milwaukee. The good news is we'll be finding out here shortly. For fans, it's awesome. You know, for us, media, you can't spell media without an M and an E. It's a little more convenient. For players, how big of a deal is it?
Well, you said it right. For fans, it's fantastic. For players, personally, I didn't like it. I think there's a lot more distractions. Mm-hmm. And distractions are not a good thing when it comes to March. And now you have the fact that they're 18 to 22-year-old kids and distractions, and it's tougher. Now, there is a huge benefit as far as when the game starts. But leading up to the game, there are so many other things that make, you know, that come in to your focus that shouldn't be there. And I think that's the thing that this group is going to have. If it is Milwaukee, is going to have to adjust. Now, I think one of the things that benefits them is their experience. Their experience, they've been through a lot, they've handled a lot. But for fans, it's fantastic. Be loud, be there early, cheer if that's the case. But for the players, I do sit back and say, okay, guys, like, just get through it. Just worry about playing basketball. When you're removed and you go somewhere else in the NCAA tournament, you don't have any of that. The only people that are coming most of the time are your family and friends, mm-hmm. and that's it, versus here you got the whole state coming down to Milwaukee, which is good, but it's tough.
That's where you hope the maturity of this team can help. If this turns out to be the case, whatever the case, they're looking to hang around this thing for a while. That is our halftime conversation. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's Truck Month. With the Ford crew.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, we knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry reported total sales.
Wisconsin leads Michigan at the half, 23-21. The first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The stats aren't very pretty. Wisconsin in the first half, 8 of 37 from the field, 4 of 24 from 3, 3 of 4 at the foul line. Michigan, 9 of 32 from the floor, 3 of 17 from the arc. Michigan did not shoot a free throw. Badgers are a plus 5 on the glass. Second chance points, 10-5 in favor of Wisconsin, getting work done in the offensive glass here in the first half of play. The Badgers have 5 assists, 4 turnovers. Michigan 8 assists and 5 first half turnovers. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We are at the half, Wisconsin 23, Michigan 21. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
A lot of times in the 105 years I've covered Wisconsin basketball, they've had first halves along these lines, low 20% shooting. The second half is like 55%.
I'm not fully anticipating it.
Wisconsin leads Michigan at the half, 23-21. Neither team shooting it. Both teams have had a fair amount of good looks. Been some good defense, too. We got to say that. But there are shots that both of these teams normally make. They're not in the first half. Now, let's see what happens in the second 20 minutes.
Well, in this tournament, we've had Wisconsin with a game where they averaged 1.6 points per possession. And now we've got one where they've got 0.72. Wisconsin's 0.72 points per possession and Michigan's 0.64. So both teams, it's their season low for points at the half. It was offensive struggles, we'll put it that way. But I did think Wisconsin had open shots.
Yes.
Right? And I think that's the thing that I look at with this group. They've got open shots. I fully anticipate them to knock them down. Defensively, what they've done is they've made it very difficult on Michigan to kind of find their chemistry and their rhythm as well. And I think that's the biggest thing that I look at with this group. I anticipate Wisconsin knock down a couple more shots.
Here we go. Michigan will have the first possession of the second half. We'll be moving to our right. 23-21 Wisconsin. Second half of this Big Ten Tournament Championship game about to start.
And it's got as much as the offense hasn't come, defensively, Wisconsin's got to stay locked in and play as five. It really does. All of a sudden, you give Michigan some confidence. Which team is going to find that offensive chemistry first and that offensive confidence? Yeah. That's a big part of this. You can't let Michigan do that.
Roddy Gale, who came up gimping toward the end of the first half, was out there going through some warm-ups, kind of testing that what looked to be a hamstring issue late in the first half. He remains on the bench. Second half underway. Reuben Jones will bring it up the floor against John Tanjay. Jones off a high screen from Golden. Jones is open. He'll fire a three. Back of the rim, no good. Whistle down low. Foul called. This will go against Wisconsin. I think it's going to be
Steve.
Yeah, it is. That's going to be his second. 10 seconds into the second half.
And that's the one area that they've done a great job with, is they've only given up 3 offensive rebounds to Michigan.
Trey Donaldson, baseline right, inbounds it to Golden at the right elbow. Back to the basket against Crowell. Now moves in, a double from Tanjay. Jones is open, drives off the left wing. In the lane, he'll hit the brakes. In the lane a while, scoops it up left hand, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Ahead it goes from Klesmet to Blackwell, left side of the front court. Badgers move to our right in the second half. Crowell throwing to Tanjay, who did not score in the first half. Works around a Crowell screen. Tanjay right of the lane, throws it out to Crowell, feeds Winter left of the circle. He'll toss to Klesmet on the left wing. Burnett defending. Shot clock at 10. Crowell high on the right. Picked up the dribble. Throws to Winter. 5 to shoot. Here's Max at the top against Wolf. 3 to shoot. Klesmet to the line. Down the lane to the rim. High off the glass. No good. Tipped up Winter. That won't fall. Reuben Jones clears for Michigan.
I don't know how that tip doesn't fall.
Minute gone by second half. 23-21 Wisconsin. Reuben Jones against Winter, right of the circle. He'll flip the Wolf, goes into Golden. Golden, right block, doubled. Crowell and Winter, Golden up, missed, rebound. Crowell for Wisconsin. Both teams missing from short range. Here's Tanjay, right side front court. He'll apply the break, sends it to Crowell, left of the circle. A pass for Winter, refeeds Crowell, outside left.
Takes the handoff to Klesman, who's being shadowed by Burnett. Now a throw to Klesman off the crowd screen. Max circling down the lane, goes up and in off the glass. Klesman with 8-4-point lead, Wisconsin. Trey Donaldson outside right against Blackwell. Hooks it out to Danny Wolf. Fakes the three, working against Blackwell. Wolf backing right of the lane, cut off by Blackwell. Now John will be guarding Trey Donaldson. Skip past Jones. Wide open three. Left side off the rim. No good. Winter the rebound. Sealed off Wolf. Outlet to Klesman. 2 minutes into the second half. 25-21 Wisconsin. Winter left of the circle. Blackwell trying to back cut. Can't get free. Crowell at the top. He'll toss to Tanjay. Tanjay tightly off the Crowell screen. Step back. Right elbow jumper. That's short. Rebound comes out to Crowell. Second chance Wisconsin. Tanjay between the circles, turns to Winter. He'll give it up to Klesman. Peels around a Winter screen, three in the air. Max off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped. Blackwell trying to run it down. Jones trying to run it down, out of bounds. It will belong.
They're going to call a foul on Reuben Jones.
Yeah, they will. And Blackwell hustling after that rebound first on Reuben Jones. Nolan Winter looking a little uncomfortable out there right now. Stays on the floor.
Every 50-50 ball right now has gone to Wisconsin to start this, the first 2.5 minutes of this second half. They've really been all over the place, and I think they've been more physical than Michigan right now as well.
LJ Kaysen coming in for Reuben Jones. About 2.5 minutes gone. Second half, 25-21 Wisconsin. Blackwell baseline right. Inbounding. He'll throw it into Carter Gilmore. He'll toss it to Klesman. Max up top, high screen Winter. Klesman whips to Gilmore, fakes the three up top, leaves it for Blackwell. John shuffles off the right wing, back out to Gilly. Kicks to Blackwell at the top, shot clock at 6. Blackwell driving right of the lane, goes up, reverse layup is good. Another strong take from a strong young man, John Blackwell.
They've been more physical, I mean, they really have.
Biggest lead of the game here at 6 points. Wisconsin has it, 27-21. Not quite 3 minutes gone, second half. Damari Burnett, baseline left. Pivots, kicks it out to Kaysen. Throwing a Wolf right of the circle. A step back three, Danny Wolf. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out. Klesman diving for it, comes up with it. And he'll give off to Gilmore. Now Blackwell to the front court, left side. Blackwell against Trey Donaldson. Blackwell on the left wing, throwing a Winter at the top. Flips to Gilmore, left of the circle. He's with Wolf, a pass for Winter. Sends it to Klesman. Max against Kaysen, to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Layup good. Klesman with the drive. 29-21 Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone, second half. LJ Kaysen, long three, left side. It's good. That's a big three for Kaysen. Only the 12th three he's had all year. 29-24, the Badgers. 16-20 remaining. Blackwell whistle and an offensive foul. Plowed into LJ Kaysen. Ooh, how quickly things can change as Kamari McGee will come back in for Wisconsin. Looks like Crowell's going to sub for Nolan Winter, who's looked uncomfortable the last couple of minutes.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of those things, though. You look at the physicality of this game, it's going to continue to get more physical the longer we go into this thing. And, you know, right now, I've said it so far, but 50-50 balls are why Wisconsin has this 5-point lead.
16-17 remaining. LJ Kaysen with a big three a moment ago. He's a 21.5% three-point shooter. Here's Cheddar in the game. He'll try a three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped and yanked away by Kamari McGee. Up the middle front court comes McGee. McGee off a high screen from Crowell. Taps the brakes. Feeds Stevie top of the arc. He'll give off to John Tanjay. Tanjay against Will Cheddar. Into the lane. Out the Gilly. Open three. Looks at it. Shoots it. Hits it. Gilly James for three. And it's 32-24 Wisconsin. 15:45 remaining. Cheddar left of the circle, off the case, and he'll try another three. Hit it again. Are you kidding me? 32-27 Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes gone by, second half. Kamari McGee feeds Gilmore. He'll throw to Blackwell on the right side. Blackwell gets it to Gilmore. Refeeds Blackwell. Quick pass Crowell. Finds it cutting Tanjay. Low on the left. Goes up. Gets hammered by Donaldson. Free throws coming up for Tanjay. But first, the under 16 media timeout as business is picking up here in Indianapolis. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:22 remaining. Wisconsin 32, Michigan 27. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Wisconsin leads Michigan 32-27 with 15:22 remaining going into that media timeout. John Tanjay was fouled inside. That was on Trey Donaldson. That's three on Donaldson. Tanjay hasn't scored, nor has Donaldson here in this game. Donaldson will be on the bench for the time being as Tanjay will step to the free throw line. 91% is Tanjay at the line. He made his first 12 free throws yesterday and then missed two in the closing seconds, but then made up for it with the defensive play that sealed the three-point win for Wisconsin against Michigan State. Tanjay averaging 19.5 a game here. First free throw is good.
Roddy Gale in the game for Michigan right now. Something to keep your eye on just to see how he's moving or if it's a situation where Wisconsin can try to attack him.
Yeah, that left leg, an issue. First free throw good for Tanjay, and the second rolls in as well. 34-27 Wisconsin with 15 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in this Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Kaysen against Kamari McGee gives it up the Wolf. He's with Gilmore, feeds Cheddar, left wing. Cheddar dribbles to the top, whips it to Gale. He'll throw to Kaysen, who's hit two big threes here in the second half. Kaysen driving left of the lane, lost his balance, got tripped up. And that'll be the foul against Kamari McGee, his second. And team foul number three. 15:05 remaining, 7-point lead for Wisconsin.
And they've done a great job on the glass. They really have.
Kaysen, baseline right, loops it into Wolf, top of the circle with Gilmore. Wolf dribbling out to the left wing. Picks it up, throws to Kaysen. Kaysen off of Wolf's screen. Left of the lane, driving on Gilmore to the rim. Layup, no good. It rimmed out. Here comes Blackwell for Wisconsin. Blackwell, right side of the front court. He'll apply the brakes and throw to Crowell. Gets it to Gilmore, high on the left. A toss to Tanjay. Tanjay against Reuben Jones. John steps back, trying to get loose. Gale defending, a throw to Crowell. Crowell gives it up to McGee. Kamari with 12 to shoot. Lifting back out between the arcs. Gilmore wraps it to Blackwell. 7 to shoot. Blackwell off the Gilly screen to the top. 5 to shoot. Here's Blackwell. Deep three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Danny Wolf the rebound. 14:23 remaining. 34-27 Wisconsin. Wolf to the line. Right lane line. Goes up. And that's off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound. Kamari McGee. And he got hit by Danny Wolf. That's three on Wolf. It's one of those days for both teams. Wolf with that drive. Those are shots that he's making most of the time.
Michigan's 3 of 13 on layups. 3 of 13 on layups. We've talked about that in some of Wisconsin's losses, that, you know, how they haven't been efficient on the layups. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin 6 of 11, but 3 of 13. Whew.
Wolf on the bench, Golden back in. Here's Steven Crow, left of the circle, hands off to Tanjay. Jones is on him. John Wright, lane line, pushed it up, missed, but a foul. And John Tanjay will return to the free throw line for two shots. 34-27, Wisconsin leads Michigan with 14:06 remaining.
It feels like Wisconsin's starting to control this game a little bit. It's got that feel now.
A little bit.
I'm not Mr. Jinx, all right? It's just got a little bit of a feel like Wisconsin's starting to kind of put their thumb on it a little bit here and press.
Will Cheddar call for that foul. Tanjay splashes the first free throw. Badgers have matched their biggest lead of this game at 8 points, 35-27, with 14 minutes and 6 seconds remaining. John had 32 and 7 rebounds yesterday against Michigan State. Second free throw, straight through for Tanjay. 9-point lead for the Badgers, 36-27, coming up on 14 minutes to play in Indianapolis. Reuben Jones outside left, whoops at the Golden, backing on Crow, mid-post left, out the Gale, turns to Jones, right of the circle, drives right lane line, throws it up, high off the glass and rim, no good, rebound Tanjay for Wisconsin. And here comes John, jogs it up the floor, right side of the front court, three in the air, back rim, no good, rebound Gale. Here comes Roddy Gale, up the court for Michigan, throwing to Reuben Jones, finds Cheddar on the right wing. Cheddar backing on Gilmore, spinning. Gilmore knocked it away, but a foul is called. Ooh, got ball, but body as well. That'll be the first on Carter Gilmore, the fourth on Wisconsin. We'll see Max Klusman and Xavier Amos come in.
I think Max is going to get, like, it's just one of those things where he's going to get John Blackwell, but didn't love that deep three by John Tanja.
Nope.
I just.
Doesn't do it lot, right? He's just trying to get going.
No, doesn't do a lot. Yep. Maybe get going, but just every possession matters. You have a chance to get a double-digit lead there.
Here's Vlad Golden, right block against Crow, turning a double from Xavier Amos. Tough shot, left hand, no good, good. Interior D, Klesmith the rebound. Wow.
Can't emphasize how well Wisconsin's rebounding the basketball.
Here's Klesmith driving right of the lane, whips it to McGee. Bobbles, gathers, now Crow fakes the three. Gale flies by, Kamari, pass fake left, drives off the left wing in the lane to the rim, up high up the glass. No, but a foul. Ooh, Kamari McGee with the take. And Will Cheddar animated after that call. And old high knees, Jeffrey Anderson darted a look over to the redshirt junior.
Yeah, Cheddar, you take it. I think it's pretty clean. I think you might have got a whistle there.
Yeah, maybe.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, not complaining.
I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain on it.
Three on Cheddar. McGee at the foul line, and he makes the first. His first point, 37-27, Wisconsin with 13:11 remaining. Gale comes out. Burnett is back in.
In what's been a really physical game.
Yeah, it has.
That
Little light.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Second free throw coming up for Kamari. 79.5% at the foul line. Made the first. Second rattles through. 38-27, Wisconsin. 13:10 remaining. Badger fans up here at Gamebridge Fieldhouse. L.J. Kaysen sets the table for Michigan. McGee defending, a toss to Jones, pops it back to Kaysen off the Golden screen. Kaysen whips it to Cheddar, open three, right side, got it.
They've had it every time. It's felt like Wisconsin's been able to get a little distance. They banged a three.
38-30, Wisconsin, 12:45 to play. A pass, tough pass. Cheddar is able to tap it, and a turnover for Wisconsin. Kaysen up the floor for Michigan. Right foul line extended, fans out to the wing. Kills the dribble, wants Golden, not available. He'll feed Jones instead, top of the circle. They turn it to Burnett, flips to Kaysen. Off the Golden screen, Kaysen another three, not this time. Xavier Amos, the rebound for Wisconsin. 12:20 to play, Badgers up eight. Tanjay to the front court, off the Crow screen. Tanjay, leaner at the foul line. That thuds off the rim, no good. Rebound Kaysen for Michigan with 12:10 to play. 38-30 the Badgers. Kaysen finds Vlad Golden at the top of the arc. Golden backing on Crow, left lane line, mid post, still backing, left block, powers it up and in. And here comes Michigan, 38-32 Wisconsin, with 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Now the Michigan fans stir. Here's Xavier Amos throwing to Klesman, outside left. Lesman against Will Cheddar. A pass for Crowell. High in the right. Feeds Tanjay. And a bump and a foul called on Reuben Jones. And that'll get us to the under 12 media timeout. Foul on Jones is his second. Hey, fans, don't miss a chance to preview the 2025 Badger football season and meet the team at the Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase presented by the UW Credit Union. It's all set for Saturday, April 19th at Camp Randall Stadium. Get your ticket information at uwbadgers.com. 11:38 remaining. Wisconsin 38, Michigan 32. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger, some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
2 minutes, 38 seconds remaining in this Big Ten championship game. Wisconsin leads Michigan 38-32. Reuben Jones called for a foul a moment ago. His third, his second, team's sixth. And John Tanjay got a little loose with that arm, that elbow, but he let that slide.
That's 16 fouls in Michigan in the half, which is a big deal. And you look at that, Wisconsin only has 14 fouls. Wisconsin, 6 personal fouls total in the game.
Tanjay on the bench. You got McGee, Klesman, Blackwell, Winter, and Gilmore. Inbounds pass to Winter. Checked by Golden. Winter throwing to McGee high in the right. Kamari off the screen. Dribbles right elbow. Leans in. Tough shot. Off the rim and out. No good. Rebound, L.J. Kaysen. And he's running for Michigan up the middle front court to the line down the lane. Euro step got fouled by Gilmore. Kaysen, who has been a factor for Michigan in this second half. And he'll be at the line shooting two.
That's what happens when you have your guard drive as deep as Kamari McGee went there and then take a pretty difficult shot. Excuse me. Now none of your balance coming back in transition is there. You've got Carter Gilmore just being there. It's tough to get in front without fouling.
Kaysen hits the first free throw. He has 7 points. He averages not quite 4 a game. Second free throw on the way is good, and Michigan is within 4, 38-34. Wisconsin 11-20 remaining. A 7-point run now for the Wolverines. Carter Gilmore to the front court, throwing to Nolan Winter. Winter left of the circle, a handoff to Klesman. He's with Jones. Klesman shuffles off the wing, throws to Gilmore, wraps it to Blackwell high in the right. Blackwell dribbles off the wing, out to Winter. 3 in the air, left of the circle, bangs off the rim, no good. Case to the rebound. Badgers have gone cold again. They haven't hit a bucket in the last 4.5 minutes. 10:58 to play, 4-point lead, Wisconsin. L.J. Kaysen deliberately sets things up for the Wolverines. Blackwell defends. Kaysen out between the circles with the shot clock at 10. Kaysen left of the lane, drives through the lane. Out to Jones, wide open three, right corner. Back iron, no good. Rebound is secured by Kabari McGee. As the Badgers again hit the defensive glass. McGee, right corner, bobbles it, gets it back. Feeds Gilmore for three up top. Not this time. Winter, the offensive rebound. Out to Blackwell, second chance for the Badgers. Blackwell steps back, 10-20 to play, 38-34 Wisconsin. McGee, a jab step of the right wing, throwing to Gilmore. Gilly, spin move, kicks to Max, bobbles. Ball is loose. Klesman runs it down left wing. Now to the corner, three in the air, off the rim, no good. Cheddar, the rebound for Michigan with 10:07 to play. Kaysen, lead feed, caught by Reuben Jones, left side. Gets it to Wilt Cheddar, high on the left. 10 minutes to play, 38-34 Wisconsin. Kaysen around the golden screen, picked up by McGee, who worked over that screen. Now goes over it again. Kaysen backing, feeds Burnett between the circles, 10 to shoot. Burnett into Golden against Winter, mid post left, and he gets fouled by Nolan Winter before the shot. It'll be the first on Winter and number six on Wisconsin. Winter comes out. Crowell is in. Tanjay will re-enter for Kamari McGee. Both teams have six fouls now. We have 9:46 to play.
And defensively, Wisconsin's still doing a great job rebounding the basketball. They have to continue that. They're up by four.
Inbounds pass to Danny Wolf. He'll throw to Trey Donaldson back in there. Tries a three, and it's short, no good. Wolf trying to get the rebound. Could not. It's off his hands, out of bounds.
But it's been those little plays. Like, that's an offensive rebound that Danny Wolf should have had. Mm-hmm. Carter Gilmore gets his hand in there just to knock it loose a little bit. Possession, Wisconsin.
38-34, Wisconsin. With 9.5 minutes to play, Crowell outside right turns it back out to Gilmore. He'll flip to Blackwell. Baseline left, driving on Burnett in the lane, and he is fouled. And now, good work from Blackwell getting inside. They'll get Namari Burnett, his first, team seventh. And Blackwell will be at the line to shoot two.
Yeah, they're gonna, I was going to say, and that, I was watching that because I didn't know if they had it on the ground or not. If it was at the ground, it still was going to be free throws, but it was going to be bonus.
That is the case. Blackwell gets two shots. Badgers up four. 9:25 to play. First free throw is good. 14 for Blackwell today. That's what he had yesterday against Michigan State. He averages 15 and a half a game.
This will be Wisconsin's 12th free throw, and Michigan only has shot two so far in the game.
And Blackwell hits them both. 40-34 Wisconsin.
And the reason I bring it up is you can tell Wisconsin's been more physical. Mm-hmm. They've attacked.
Trey Donaldson throwing to Wolf, high to the right. Wolf left-hand dribble to the top of the circle. Crowell defends. Wolf directing traffic for Michigan with 15 of the shot clock. He'll throw it to Golden. He's with Gilmore. Golden backing, mid-post right. Golden in the lane, turns, flips it left-hand, back iron, no good. Rebound battle for Golden. Has it knocked away by Blackwell, and Crowell is there for Wisconsin. Ooh, and Gilmore got run over. They'll play on. Here's Blackwell, front court for Wisconsin. Gilmore high on the left, throwing to Crowell. Steven on the right side. Well, they are really into Tanjay. Has the ball now. Steps back. He got open for three. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound Trey Donaldson for Michigan with 8:40 to play. 40-34 Wisconsin. Donaldson outside right. Driving on Klesman. He got fouled by Max. That'll be team foul number seven on Wisconsin. The first on Klesman. And Donaldson, a 68% free throw shooter at the line for the 1-1. Jack Janicki checking in for Klesman. Will Cheddar will come back in for Vlad Golden. 8:35 remaining, 40-34, Wisconsin.
The sub by Greg to get Jack in here, there's 8:35 on the clock. You're looking to steal a couple of possessions until you get to the under eight. That's exactly what Greg's trying to do here.
Donaldson at the foul line, 68% shooter. 1-1 is good. He'll earn the bonus. First point of the game for Trey Donaldson. He averages 11 and a half. Second free throw coming up for the junior out of Tallahassee, Florida. And that's straight down the middle. 40-36, Wisconsin. Final 8.5 minutes of this Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Gilmore throwing to Tanjay. Here's John. Out to Crowell, high on the right. Crowell hands off to Janicki, off the Crowell screen. Jack whips it to Gilmore. Turns it left wing for Blackwell. John dribbles off the wing. Shot clock at 10. Blackwell retreats. Wolf defending. Blackwell for three straight on. And it rattles in for John Blackwell. Big three there. 43-36 Wisconsin.
He's been really good today.
Trey Donaldson off the Wolf screen, a lane, push it up, tough shot, no, but they'll get a foul on Gilmore. Ooh, that's three on Gilly. And the Wolverines go back to the free throw line with 8:02 to play, 43-36 Wisconsin.
That three by John was just, I mean, there was not much going on that offensive possession, and he just created it.
Donaldson shooting two. He made two a moment ago. First free throw will bounce in for him. 43-37 Wisconsin. Donaldson, the second one coming up. 2 years with Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers, and now with Dusty May and the Michigan Wolverines, as Donaldson hits them both. 43-38 the Badgers, 8 minutes remaining. Blackwell, left-hand dribble, front court, trying to turn it, left of the lane, throwing to Crowell, feeds Gilmore high on the right, gives it up to Janicki. Janicki top of the circle, tosses to Crowell, outside left, Will Cheddar with a tight defense. Crowell gets it to Tanjay, nine to shoot. Tanjay trying to go, barreling down the lane, got fouled by Burnett. Tanjay will shoot two more. We're at the under eight media timeout. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7:39 remaining, Wisconsin 43, Michigan 38. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.